Coming up next on Passion Struck, picture this, a blank canvas staring at you at the stroke of midnight. New Year planning isn't just about popping champagne and making a wish as the ball drops. It's your chance to hit the reset button on life, a blank slate to fill in however you choose and set the tone for your year. Welcome to Passion Struck. Hi, I'm your host, John R. Miles. And on the show, we decipher the secrets, tips, and guidance of the world's most inspiring people and turn their wisdom into practical advice for you and those around you. Our mission is to help you unlock the power of intentionality so that you can become the best version of yourself. If you're new to the show, I offer advice and answer listener questions on Fridays. We have long-form interviews the rest of the week with guests ranging from astronauts to authors, CEOs, creators, innovators, scientists, military leaders, visionaries, and athletes. Now, let's go out there and become Passion Struck. Hello, friends, and welcome back to Momentum Friday in episode 393 of Passion Struck, consistently ranked by Apple as the number one alternative health podcast. And thank you to each and every one of you who come back weekly to listen and learn how to live better, be better, and impact the world. I'm thrilled to share some exciting news with you. My new book, Passion Struck, is now available for pre-order, and it's been recognized as a must-read by the Next Big Idea Club. To celebrate this milestone and show my appreciation for your incredible support, I've arranged special bonus gifts worth over $300 for everyone who pre-orders. You can place your order now at Amazon.com or visit passionstruck.com/passionstruckbook. This is our way of giving back to our community. Thank you for joining me on this journey, and I can't wait for you to dive into the book. Additionally, I have a special invitation for you. I am excited to introduce our new Passion Struck quiz. It's a unique opportunity for you to explore where you stand on the Passion Struck continuum. Are you an orchestrator who's masterfully balancing various aspects of life with passion and purpose? Or are you a vanquisher, conquering challenges and turning obstacles into opportunities? Take the quiz on passionstruck.com and find out which one resonates most closely with you on your journey to becoming passion struck. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for being here, or you simply want to introduce this to a friend or a family member, and we so appreciate it when you do that. We now have episode starter packs, which are collections of our fans' favorite episodes that we organize into convenient playlists that give any new listener a great way to get acclimated to everything we do here on the show. Either go to passionstruck.com/starterpacks or Spotify to get started. In case you missed it, I had two great interviews earlier in the week. The first was with Stephanie Wilder Taylor, who is a stand-up comedian, author, and television personality, and we discuss her brand new memoir titled Drunkish, where she explains her path to loving and leaving alcohol. I also had on Daniel Fielding, who's a former special operator, Green Beret, and currently a bodyguard to the stars, and we discuss his new book, The Asset Mindset. Please check them out, and if you liked either of those or today's episode, we would so appreciate you giving it a 5-star rating and review. I can't believe we're going to close this year out with over 30,000 reviews on Apple alone. Thank you so much for your support, because this goes such a long way in bringing so many more people into the Passion Struck community, where we can bring them hope, inspiration, and meaning. Now, let's talk about today's Momentum Friday episode. As we close the chapter on 2023, it's a time for reflection and New Year planning. Each moment, whether it soared with triumph or tested our resolve, has been instrumental in sculpting our current selves. The trials that we faced have honed our resilience, turning adversity into a forge for our inner strength. Similarly, our successes acted as milestones, lighting up our journey with clarity and purpose. Gazing back, we have gathered invaluable lessons, arming ourselves with wisdom for the adventures that lie ahead. So as the fireworks of New Year's Eve fade, we embrace January with the excitement of New Year planning. This isn't just about scribbling down resolutions. It's a golden opportunity for us to infuse our lives with intentional actions and meaningful goals. I know, like many of you, the familiar cycle of ambitious New Year plans quickly losing its sheen, much like holiday decorations that fade into the background. It's a pattern that we've all witnessed. Our resolutions start strong, but gradually diminish as the year unfolds. But what if this year we changed that pattern? We transformed those fleeting wishes into concrete, actionable steps. Imagine a New Year planning process where each decision is as deliberate as our first cup of coffee in the morning. Together, let's shift our approach to goal setting, creating resolutions that resonate deeply with our true selves. In this final episode of the year on the Passion Struck podcast, I'm here to steer you through the steps and strategies to make 2024 an unforgettable year. We'll explore the art of setting intentions, drawing upon insights from my upcoming book, Passion Struck. Just like standing at the edge of a vast ocean, toes buried in the cold sand, staring out as dawn paints new beginnings on the horizon. New year planning feels like a canvas waiting for your story to unfold. Toes still in the sand. Let's breathe life into those visions. Are you ready? Come along as we embark on a journey that is much more than just resolutions ahead. One of mindset and behavior shifts that will lay the groundwork for a remarkable year ahead. Thank you for choosing Passion Struck and choosing me to be your host and guide on your journey to creating an intentional life. Now, let that journey begin. I'm not sure how you feel, but I can't believe we are coming to the close of 2023. Boy, it went by just in a flash. But I wanted to thank you so much again, Passion Struck community, for making this podcast one of the places that you come for hope and inspiration and meaning on a regular basis. And now, as we enter into New Year planning, we need to understand that it's not just about popping the cork on the champagne bottle and making a wish as the ball drops. It's your chance, your opportunity to hit the reset button on life. With the beginning of January, we are presented with a blank slate to fill in however we choose and set the tone for the year. This fresh start is a chance to shed the weight of previous oversights, be it unnoticed subscription fees or unused gym memberships, and embrace a journey of personal renewal. The new year isn't only about goal setting. It's about reinventing ourselves and our past. Why does starting fresh matter? Because studies show that goal setters are 10 times more likely to achieve their desired outcomes than people who fly by the seat of their pants. A statistic that's too sweet to ignore. And while some may argue that resolutions are made only to be broken, they're missing out on harnessing the power of motivation fueled by clear intention and deliberate action set at the beginning of a new cycle. In Passion Struck, I delve into the concept of minor adjustments and how they can catalyze major life changes. The start of the new year is a perfect catalyst for such transformations. While change can indeed commence on any day, the collective momentum of a new year provides a unique and energizing force. Furthermore, individuals who engage in new year planning tend to lead more productive, intentional lives. They realize the impact of goal setting on everyday decisions and long-term achievements. It's not just about crafting resolutions, but about integrating meaningful changes into our daily lives. So the question arises, how do you ensure that your actions align with what truly matters to you? How do you harness the promise of a new year to shape a future that resonates with your deepest hopes, values, and aspirations? I find that it's an inner whisper that encourages us to focus on what truly matters. But when the new year rolls around, do we listen to that inner whisper? Aligning goals with personal values isn't just feel-good advice. It's a strategic move for crafting meaningful objectives. It begins with clearly defining what matters most to you, your core values, and your aspirations. Digging deep into your why gives you clarity like nothing else can. Think about those things that light up fireworks in your heart whenever you talk about them. That's where passion lives. You don't need to be on an Indiana Jones adventure to figure out what matters most. Simply ask yourself questions like, what makes me jump out of bed in the morning? Or, when do I feel most alive? Once these treasures are uncovered, they become your North Star, guiding your New Year's decisions. These insights allow you to craft objectives that are deeply aligned with who you are, and more importantly, what you cherish most. Each action that you take henceforth should be a step towards these goals, ensuring that your daily life mirrors your broader aspirations. This approach is about consciously choosing day after day to act in ways that bring your vision to life. For instance, if wellness tops your list of priorities, align your daily routine to support this goal. This might mean choosing nutritious foods, committing to regular physical activity, practicing mindfulness, or ensuring that you get enough sleep. Every choice becomes an expression to your commitment to wellness. Next, I'll dive into how to create goals that resonate on a deeper level. Goals that are not only in harmony with our values, but are also structured become attainable realities. This is where I explore the SMART framework of goal setting, a methodology that transforms vague aspirations into focused, actionable objectives. Stay tuned as I break down this process, making your goals not just achievable, but also a true reflection of your inner self. I know that in the past, I have felt a disconnection between my daily grind and what truly matters to me. And when I saw that disconnect, I knew it was time for change. Rethinking our schedules isn't just about creating free time. It's about carving out space for what's genuinely most important. Those priceless family moments or reflective sessions at your kitchen table. Let's take a closer look at SMART goals, a framework that's more than just an acronym. It's a blueprint for achieving what you set out to do. Here's how to make it work for you. Specificity is key. The S in SMART. Setting a goal should be like charting a course in navigation, clear and precise. For instance, replace a general goal like getting healthier with something more specific, such as replacing one sugary drink with water each day. This specificity turns a vague ambition into a clear target. Measurable means manageable. That's the M in SMART. If you can't measure your progress, how will you know whether you've succeeded? Swap out nebulous goals like do more exercise for something that's more quantifiable, like walk 10,000 steps daily. Tracking progress then becomes straightforward and it's quantifiable. Achievable ambitions. That's the A in SMART and the dream within reach. Aim high, but keep it realistic. Goals should be challenging, yet attainable. Scale the mountain tomorrow. Today, start with a smaller hill. Ambitious goals are great, but they should be within the realm of possibility to avoid disappointment. Relevance matters. The R in SMART. Ensure that your goals align with your true self, not an idealized version that you've seen on social media. If public speaking isn't your thing, don't set a goal to become a keynote speaker overnight. Goals should reflect your personal values and current life situation. Time-bound targets. That's the T in SMART. Set a deadline. Someday is often synonymous with never. Set a clear deadline for your goals, whether it's a year from now or next Friday. A defined timeline sparks action more effectively than any motivational quote ever will. As you embark on this path, remember that while strategic planning is vital, it's equally important to embrace life's surprises. Keep your planning tools, like your journal, handy, but don't forget to leave some pages blank. Life's unpredictability often brings its most important lessons and opportunities. Now that I've set the groundwork for setting resonant goals, it's time to explore how to prioritize them for maximum effectiveness. Stay tuned as I delve into organizing your goals in a way that maximizes their impact and aligns with your overarching life vision. As the euphoria of New Year's Eve celebration settles, it's time to turn our aspirations into action. Effective New Year planning is more than just a list of goals. It's about creating a roadmap for success. Imagine you're at a buffet with every dish that you've ever loved. You can't possibly eat it all, right? The same goes for our goals. Trying to tackle them all at once is a recipe for indigestion. Let's focus on the most delectable dishes first. After setting SMART goals, it is so crucial to understand how to prioritize them effectively. It all starts with a concept that I refer to in my book, Dream Big, But Start Small. Crafting goals that are not only lofty, but realistic allows us to appreciate and embrace both the significant and everyday moments that resonate with our deepest values and dreams. Picture our goals as dominoes lined up, knocking down the most significant one triggers success in others. This chain reaction is what we aim for when prioritizing goals based on their impact and urgency. You may have heard of Eisenhower's urgent versus important principle. It's like sorting laundry. You don't mix red socks with white shirts unless you want everything pink. I want you to imagine a 2x2 grid with importance on the x-axis and urgency on the y-axis. This creates four quadrants. Quadrant 1, which is on the top right, is most urgent and most important. Quadrant 2, which is on the bottom right, is for least urgent and most important. Quadrant 3, on the top left, is for most urgent and least important. And quadrant 4, on the bottom left, is for least urgent and least important. Now, take a moment to think about your daily or weekly activities. Everything from meetings and project work to phone calls and email. Where do each one of these fit within the matrix? Place each task or time commitment into the appropriate quadrant. But here's a strategic twist. Add color coding to your tasks. Use the following color coding scheme based on priority. Green aligns with quadrant 1, your highest priority items that you must do. Yellow correlates to quadrant 2, your second highest priority items that you must schedule. Blue corresponds to quadrant 3, which are your third most highest priorities that you can delegate. And red correlates to quadrant four, which are things that are not a priority and you should delete. After you've categorized your tasks, reflect on your own habits. Which quadrant do you find yourself most often in? If you're not primarily in the upper right green task quadrant with a strategic eye on the lower right, the yellow tasks, it might be time to reassess. This means shifting things from the lower right to the upper right when necessary, ensuring that they receive the attention that they deserve. Spending too much time in less productive quadrants can lead to stagnation in both your personal and professional life. This matrix helps us avoid mistaking busyness for productivity, because being busy doesn't always equate to us achieving our purpose and passion. Think like an athlete aiming for gold. They concentrate training on where it matters the most. In goal setting, this means going after high-impact objectives that align closely with personal values. A sprinter won't spend time perfecting their backstroke. Focusing too broadly is akin to juggling while on a unicycle. It might look impressive until everything comes crashing down. So choose wisely. Your energy isn't infinite, despite what coffee may promise. In essence, our calendars are a reflection of our priorities and our values. Your calendar needs an overhaul. Remember that it's more than just a tool for organization. It's a map for intentional living. Next, stay tuned as I dive into overcoming obstacles in the journey towards our goals. Chasing your goals can feel like running a marathon with hurdles. Sometimes those difficulties may appear to be unconquerable. Yet, let's be honest, each barrier is only another tail anticipating to open up. Let's explore how to overcome common obstacles that may stand in your way of achieving your aspirations. The first is confronting self-doubt, which can often be a significant barrier, casting shadows of fear and uncertainty on your abilities. Many grapple with fear of failure or worry about other people's opinions. But remember that you can confront and conquer this doubt. As I discussed in a previous episode, overcoming self-doubt requires cultivating self-awareness, challenging negative thoughts, embracing failure as a growth opportunity, practicing self-compassion, and building positive daily habits. This journey requires patience and perseverance. But gradually, self-doubt gives way to a confident inner voice, empowering you to reach your goals. Next up is the beast known as procrastination. It lurks around every corner, whispering sweet nothings like, do it tomorrow. But here's how you beat it. Start small. Break your tasks into bite-sized pieces, so tiny that they almost seem laughable to avoid. The Psychology Today guide on beating procrastination suggests setting clear mini deadlines. This way you get frequent, clear doses of accomplishment, which fuel your drive forward. For example, if your goal is to write a book, start with a daily goal of writing something like 300 or 500 words. This approach makes daunting tasks feel achievable and keeps you moving forward. Then there's fanning the flame of motivation. I have found that keeping intrinsic motivation steady can be very tricky. One effective technique that I have found works for me is to connect immediate tasks with long-term goals. Neuroscience suggests creating vivid mental images of success and embedding them into your daily routine. Celebrate each completed task as a step closer to your ultimate goal. The secret sauce? Rewarding yourself regularly, but make sure that these rewards align with your end goal. Think healthy treats if fitness is your jam, or an hour reading up on investments if financial freedom rings true for you. Then there's dealing with the negative people and activities in your life. In my upcoming book, I discuss the impact of negative influences, which I liken to as mosquitoes, for their potential to cause significant and often unseen harm. To create an extraordinary year, it is so crucial to conduct a mosquito audit. First, assess your inner circle. Reflect on the people closest to you and identify any negative traits. Do they support or undermine your goals and well-being? Second, analyze their impact. Evaluate how these individuals affect your mindset and your progress. Are they uplifting or draining? Third, identify and address energy drains. List out activities or relationships that consistently sap your energy. Assess their alignment with your values and goals. And then last but not least, comes accountability. It matters big time, because announcing plans means facing good old social pressure, and nobody, let's face it, wants egg on their face. Lock arms with someone who's marching towards similar heights, or even better, declare your intentions publicly. You'll be surprised at how much backing out stings when everybody knows what you set out to do. This isn't just tough talk. Science backs this strategy through findings published in Associations such as Sage Journal's research on goal achievement and sharing goals publicly. By addressing these obstacles with actionable strategies and a clear mindset, you can pave a smooth path forward towards achieving your goals. Remember that the journey to success is not just about setting goals, but also overcoming the barriers that stand in your way. Now that we've delved into overcoming obstacles and perfected the art of setting and prioritizing SMART goals, I'm excited to unveil an incredible opportunity that awaits you in 2024. Get ready to take your goal setting to the next level with the PassionStruck 50-Week Challenge, a journey that's more than just achieving objectives. It's about transforming your life. This isn't just a series of tasks. It's a comprehensive journey designed to align your deepest aspirations with actionable steps. Each week, you'll be presented with a new challenge that I carefully crafted to touch different aspects of your life, from enhancing physical health and emotional well-being to fostering stronger relationships, financial savvy, spiritual depth, and creative expression. Why join the 50-Week Challenge? Imagine a year where every week brings a new opportunity to grow, to learn, and to evolve. By joining this challenge, you're not just setting goals, you're embarking on a path of holistic development. Each challenge is a step towards building a life that resonates with your passions and values. So you may be wondering, how do you get started? Your transformative journey begins with a single step. Sign up for my weekly newsletter on the PassionStruck.com website. I'll soon be sharing more details, but early registration is key. This will give you exclusive access to each weekly challenge, allowing you to seamlessly incorporate them into your life. Success in this challenge requires dedication and strategic planning. It's about consistently showing up for yourself week after week. By committing to this journey, you're setting the stage for a year of unparalleled growth. And as you tackle each challenge, I'll be right there with you, offering support, insights, and encouragement. Together, we'll navigate this path, turning challenges into triumphs. So get ready for an extraordinary year ahead. The 50-Week Challenge is more than just a plan. It's a transformation waiting to happen. Are you ready to step into your fullest potential? Stay tuned for more details and prepare to embark on a journey that will redefine your 2024. Let's make this a year that's truly remarkable. So as we stand on the brink of 2024, it's time to break free from the grasp of pinball living and embrace a life that's marked by intentionality, passion, and perseverance. This is your moment to make a choice, to consciously steer towards the life that you've always dreamed of. Wrap up your New Year planning with a clear vision and unwavering confidence, ensuring your goals truly mirror who you are and what you deeply desire. Embrace the SMART framework to stay focused and on course. Establish routines that align with your lifestyle, as these are the foundations of true success. Take control of your time by skillfully managing your calendar, using tools like the urgent versus important matrix to make it an asset in achieving your goals. Remember, cultivating strong relationships is just as crucial as your individual accomplishments. Approach obstacles with courage and determination. Refuse to let fear or procrastination impede your progress. Leverage available resources, whether it's engaging podcasts or setting personal reading goals, and commit to continual self-improvement. This is how you turn aspirations into realities. Let your 2024 be a year guided by meaningful, deliberate choices. Fuel your days with your passions, infusing each moment with energy and purpose. When challenges arise, push forward with determination, knowing that each step forward is integral to fulfilling your dreams. The year ahead is more than just a sequence of days. It's a blank canvas for you to paint an extraordinary life story. It's your chance to be the architect of your own journey. Here's to a year that we continually learn, grow, and be unapologetically passion struck. I hope you all enjoyed that show, and I wanted to thank everyone who wrote in this week, and especially those who listened. Links to the transcript will be in the show notes. Videos are on our YouTube channel at both our main channel at John R. Miles and our Clips channel at PassionStruck Clips. Please subscribe to both. You can sign up for my weekly personal development newsletter at PassionStruck.com, where you will find all the information you need to start the challenge that I discussed today. You can find me on all the social platforms at John R. Miles. You can sign up for my work-related newsletter on LinkedIn. Advertiser deals and discount codes are in one convenient place at PassionStruck.com/deals. Please consider supporting those who support the show. You're about to hear a preview of the PassionStruck podcast interview that I did with Dr. Anthony Yoon, plastic surgeon, author, and social media influencer with over 15 million followers. Dr. Yoon is the author of the new book, Younger for Life, a complete guide to turning back the clock holistically using a process that he calls autojuvenation.
The question that I've always wondered and something that I was looking into when I was writing this book is, does looking younger make you live longer? And the answer actually is, it appears to be so. There was actually a study from Denmark where they looked at something like 1,100 people, and they're all identical twins. So genetically, they were identical. And they found that the younger looking of the identical twin tended to live longer than the older looking one. But we don't know if that's causation or correlation. Is it that the person looked younger because they had a better lifestyle? Maybe they had healthier habits? Or is it actually the fact that looking younger seems to help you live longer? I don't know. And it probably is a combination of both.
Remember that we rise by lifting others. So share the show with those that you love and care about. And if you know someone who needs some advice on New Year planning, then definitely share my episode that I gave today with them. The greatest compliment that you can give us is to share this show with those that you love and care about. In the meantime, do your best to apply what you hear on the show so that you can live what you listen. And until next year, let's go out there and become passion struck.